The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, singer-songwriter Brandon Heath shares how his past influences his music.
For the first time, I had a conversation about Jesus, and that's where I prayed him into my life. And once you accept forgiveness, you want to start giving it out. And so a theme in my music from the beginning has always been about forgiveness. Sing
all of you are here with us. If you are in our area, come to one of the tapings. We tape several programs, and you'll be out there in the presence of the Lord. Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty, my wife, and I, 52 years married. Can you believe that? She didn't look 52, does she? But we've been married 52 years. It has been an incredible journey, a lot of challenges. Has it been pretty tough to handle the situation?
I think we've balanced each other out pretty good, you know.
You're so sweet. You know, you're really sweet. I wish they could hear you coaching the Mavericks when they're playing bad. Because she'll get so on those Mavericks, and I say, they can't hear. But then she'll turn, I'll just ask her a simple question, and she's on me, like I'm out there making a mistake. But I don't. So stay sweet, darling.
Okay, I'll try.
Listen, go to stream.org. Have you written that down? Stream.org. Because every day we're going to be pouring life and light and enlightenment. You'll get the news. But when you get the news, a lot of it's not good. We're going to show you good news, what you do for the good news to correct the bad news. Okay, stream.org. Here is a young man that has an amazing gift. I wish I had a gift like this. I've already told him in heaven he's going to listen to me sing. But he's a singer. His name is Brandon Heath, and he's very popular and gifted. He's got the new beautiful CD that is No Turning Back. And I just looking at the titles of the songs, it's just incredible. It's real, real ministry. And he is going to sing. And I would like for you to welcome Brandon Heath to Life Today. Would you do that? Good to see you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Well, I want to hear your story. You got a guitar over there. Mm-hmm. And you know what to do with it, right?
I try to play, yeah.
Tell us your story, because you had a little bit of a rocky point or two in your life, and yet God did something pretty special. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I feel like maybe we all have rocky points in our life. I grew up in Nashville. My mom is a hairdresser. My dad is a retired police officer. So it's not like I come from a music family, but I just happened to be born in Music City. And it was just any other town, honestly, growing up there until I was in high school. Actually, I was in middle school, and I had a crush on a girl who played the guitar, and she and her sisters would sing together. And that's kind of when I saw what you could do with an instrument and write songs and express your feelings. And there's a lot of feelings in middle school, so.
There's a lot of feelings when you're 71, too, let me just tell you that.
Well, my first songs were pretty melodramatic, but as soon as I got a guitar, I started writing, and it was like I'd found a connection, and I never really had expressed myself that way before, you know? I didn't grow up in church. When I was in high school, I got involved in a ministry called Young Life. And Young Life is an outreach to high school kids.
I'm very familiar with it.
And I was one of those high school kids walking through the front hallway. And again, a couple of girls invited me to go to Young Life camp.
Did they have guitars?
They did not. They did not have guitars.
They probably had a pretty smile.
They did. They did, indeed. So I went to this Young Life Club, what they call it. Club is where they meet once a week, and we talk about the gospel, we sing songs, we play games. And it was the first time that I'd ever heard the gospel. You know, Nashville is kind of known as the belt buckle, the Bible belt, yet I had never heard the gospel. And so it shows you there's kids everywhere that just need to know who their creator is, who their savior is.
So you made a commitment to Christ in the club, or somebody's witnessing to you personally that's there, or what happened?
It wasn't in club. They invited me to a camp called Malibu, and Malibu is in Canada, not California. And I'd never been west of the Mississippi, but we got on a plane and we flew to Seattle, went up the coast, and got on a boat. The only way to get to Malibu is by boat. There are no roads. It is very secluded. And that is where I heard most of the gospel for the first time.
It was a Young Life camp.
It was a Young Life camp. Mm-hmm. And on the fifth day of camp, I remember very vividly walking with my Young Life leader, who was a college student at the time. So they traveled with us to camp and lived in Nashville. So that's what's kind of cool about Young Life. They go to camp and come home with us. So we were walking out onto the Frisbee golf course, and we sat down on the ninth hole, and we had a conversation about Jesus. And for the first time, I had a conversation about Jesus. And that's where I prayed him into my life, and my life got better.
Your mother had an effect on your confidence to play the guitar, though, didn't she?
She did, yeah. My mom and my dad divorced when I was three, and so I don't have many memories of them being together. But I lived with my mom. She took care of me for most of those young years. And in the second grade, it was my turn for show and tell. And I had nothing to take to school. My room was always a wreck. I was looking for something to take for show and tell. I couldn't find anything. But my mom knew that I loved to sing because she played Dolly Parton constantly in our house. You know, it was Dolly or Willie or Waylon, and so I grew up with good country music. And I've never told this story in public until right now. Seriously, there's a Dolly Parton song that I love to sing. It was almost like a children's song that I would sing all the time. My mom's like, "Well, if you can't find anything in your room, why don't you go sing for them?" And I was like, "Are you crazy?" And I did it. And so I took my Fisher Price tape player to school, and I sang with Dolly in front of everybody. You can go home. It's a song called "Me and Little Andy." You can Google it. Thankfully, you can't Google me. There was no YouTube back then. But that was the first time that I ever sang in front of people. And Mom has always been super encouraging to me in music. And she bought me my first guitar and got me lessons. And so I'm really thankful for her.
Did the kids act like they liked you, or were they just listening to Dolly?
Yeah. I mean, well, I think I was a spectacle, if nothing else. But you know what's funny is my teacher really liked it, Miss Rowland. I'd love to find Miss Rowland. Miss Rowland, if you're watching, watching Miss Rowland, email me, because I'd love to see you, and I'd love to thank her for...
Do you have an email address she can check you out on?
Yeah.
Maybe she can get a handful of the CDs herself?
I will give her a lifetime supply of CDs.
Yeah. Okay. Where would she find you to email or something? Are you comfortable giving that out?
You know, I don't have one I can give out, but you can find me on Facebook.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Brandon Heath on Facebook is where you can find me, but I've always wanted to thank her because she... She was the one that kind of gave me the bravery.
That's really good that you want to thank her.
It
really is. Now, you've got a song you want to sing. Do you want to tell us about it after you sing it or before you sing it?
Well, I've kind of already told you about it a little bit.
You told me, but you haven't told our viewers.
Well,
we got a secret, see?
Well, we do have a secret.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what I mean is the song is about my mom. I wanted to thank her for her support in my life, and her birthday was coming up, and I didn't know what to get her, so I wrote her a song. And
is it on the...
It is. Here? It is the last song on the record called Sing Brave.
Sing Brave.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear him sing it? Let's do it.
All right. I can do it.
I remember the first time I heard my own voice. It wasn't quite music, just a fumbling noise. The sound sneaking out in my very own words. Mama said was the prettiest song that she'd heard. Second grade homeroom, I remember it well. It was my turn to share for the class show and tell. I couldn't find something from my room to bring. Mama said, darling, why don't you sing? Sing them a song you feel deep in your heart. Sing it with everything that you are. Sing till your voice echoes all through the room. Pick a good one, whatever you do. Sing break. Sing break. Teenage soapbox was a Gibson guitar. I played that old axe on the back of my car. There must have been thousands of songs hidden inside, but I just kept digging to see what I'd find. And his name was Jesus, I heard from a friend. Seemed all of my life I'd been looking for him. My voice was changing, now my heart was too. This boy was singing a different tune. Sing them a song you feel deep in your heart. Sing it with everything that you are. Sing till your voice echoes all through. Pick a good one, whatever you do. Sing brave. Sing brave. Now every night before I go on stage, all of my butterflies just fly away. 'Cause Jesus is listening. Yeah, I know he's here. When love's in the room, you got nothing to fear. He says, sing me a song you feel deep in your heart. Sing it with everything that you are. Sing till your voice dances all through the room. Pick a good one, whatever you do. Sing great.
I want to thank you, Lord. I'm looking out at people crying all over the place. And what a wonderful gift. What a beautiful voice. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom. And teacher, what's her name?
Miss Rowland.
Rowland?
Yeah.
Find him. You know something? Anytime you encourage someone, and you just kind of give them that little boost, you have no idea. I think Thoreau wrote the words, who knows how much healing we set in motion when we simply smile one upon the other. There's so much room for us today to reach out and touch someone with love. That's what people felt here. It's what people need to feel when they get around you. Is love. The world is looking for the Father, looking for the Father's love. You saw the Father's love in your mother. You saw it in those young people, those girls that invited you. And you saw it in a teacher, and you see it in these people, and you just got a wonderful gift. And Brandon, I just pray God will continue to use you to take His love to the ends of the earth. We all pray that for him. Would you just tell him thank you very much? Anything else you want to say? I want everyone to get your CD. It's in the stores, and you can get it online. We'll send it to you if you'll help us rescue a child from sexual predation. Just to say thank you for rescuing someone. Anything you want to say, Brandon, it's a privilege and honor to have you here. We thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. You know, I thanked my mom. I need to thank my dad, too.
That's great.
Because, you know, my dad and I, even though my mom and dad divorced when I was really young, my dad and I are reconciled with each other. And that summer, when I made that decision, I really needed to forgive him for mistakes that he had made in my past. And
that's big.
And we sat out in my truck, that same truck that I played my guitar on. When I was in college, we had a conversation, and I just told him that I forgave him.
That's
and
big.
We didn't really talk about the details of what I was forgiving
sure,
him
sure.
for, but I just needed him to know that I forgave him. And I never would have been brave enough to say that had I not accepted Jesus's forgiveness.
Sure.
And you know what? It is a daily practice
sure.
to accept his forgiveness because I see how sinful I am at times.
We all are.
Right. That he has already forgiven me. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning that I don't need to even pray, Lord, please forgive me, because he has forgiven me.
Right.
He did it. Mm-hmm. On a hill, on a cross. And so I don't have to pray that anymore. And
you don't have to beg for what he paid for.
That's right. It's mine. What I have to work on is accepting it, you know? And once you accept forgiveness, you want to start giving it out.
You do.
So a theme in my music from the beginning has always been about forgiveness, because that's the thing that has transformed me. And the power, and you said it many times on the show today, the power behind forgiveness is love.
Mm-hmm.
That was love. That was an expression, the ultimate expression of love, one's life laid down for a friend, and that
Absolutely.
He calls me friend is a big deal. And so I really want people to know that. And if I can reach people with my music outside of the Christian culture, you know, anybody who just loves music has a way of delivering a message to somebody's heart. Mm. And that's always been my goal.
Well, let's all be witnesses for Christ. Don't you want to be a better witness? Don't you want to be?
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Brandon.
Thank you.
I'm going to show you, and I know you'll love this, Brandon. When you see people that have a need to just be loved and held, and rescued, and we can do it. And let me tell you, I think you're going to get very excited about what you see, because you're going to get to do something about it. A lot of times you see a problem, you say, I don't know what we can do. We know what we can do. And you're going to want to do it. Watch.
For the wicked men and women working as modern-day slave traders, neighborhoods like this are the perfect hunting grounds. Using deceit and threats of violence, they prey on the innocent, the poor, and the most vulnerable. Human traffickers rob the hopes and dreams of their victims just to make a small profit.
এসে দেখছি এই কাজ পয়সা দিয়ে নিয়েছিল অনেক দাদা আমি তো এই কাজ করতে চাই না আমার বললো কি এই কাজের জন্য আমরা পয়সা দিয়ে তোমাকে কিনেছি পয়সা দাও তারপরে যাও
The emotional and physical abuse these women face every day prove to be an effective prison. Even though sometimes they aren't behind actual cell bars, the victims in a brothel are held captive nonetheless.
পালে যেতে চেয়েছিলাম, ছেলেকে তিনবার পালিয়ে গেছিলাম, কিন্তু বাচ্চাটাকে ধরে নিয়েছিল বলে যেতে পারিনি। বাচ্চাটার জন্য বলছে বাচ্চাটাকে দেবো না, বিক্রি করে দেবো তরুণ, তার জন্যই আমি রয়ে গেছি, বাধ্য হয়ে সব কাজ করতে হচ্ছে।
Life Outreach and its mission partners know that God has not forgotten about the victims of human trafficking. Together, we can reach, rescue, and restore Pinky Doss, as well as the lives of thousands of other women around the world.
Well, I tell you what, I literally find myself feeling inadequate to effectively, you know, share the need in a way that you would just reach out and do what you've just heard. That precious women are concerned about their own children. They've been in bondage and misery, and now they're, you know, what's going to happen? But we can change that. We can take those children, Betty, and we can actually put them in a safe situation. And you did see people, we couldn't let you see their faces. We have actually reached a place now in some of the centers where we've got hundreds of children. I mean, we could cut right now and you could see children in this incredible life center. It's beautiful, it's magnificent. You built it, love built it. And you'll see little children singing. We used to could show you their faces and their smiles. Now we have to show them from the back. Because when we show them now, we've been finding out that they'll target those kids and try to get those kids. And we can't show the missionaries, and we do most of that footage is hidden cameras. And not all of it, but a lot of it is. So you're actually seeing into the very pit of hell. And those mission workers, they do risk their lives. You say, why would they do that? Because Jesus gave his life. I can't explain that love. I know when I said to him, I would stay here, and there's not been a single mission place that Betty and I've been, that when I said, we'll stay, they say, please don't stay. And it wasn't that they didn't care for us. They said, go back and get people to help us so we can stay, so we can just do this. And we've been doing it. And you have made those hopes and dreams come alive for those women and for us and the missionaries. So would you reach out today again in touch with love? Would you dial the number that's always there as a prayer line for you if you have a broken heart? But would you reach out today and say, I'm going to rescue. I'm going to relieve. I'm going to restore. $128 is the average gift it takes to rescue one person from sex trafficking and literally begin to rebuild their lives. Would you please make that gift? And I'm praying that many of you would help us rescue 10. We ask for $1,280. I know for some that's a huge amount. For some of you, you know what, I can even do more than that, and I believe you will. I believe people that have been blessed love to bless. But at whatever level you can help, please do it. Reach out and touch someone with love today. A $64 gift, doubled, somebody matches it with you, we've got another victim or child that we've been able to rescue. So you can go to lifetoday.org. Would you do that? Many people are doing it this way, and it's an instant gift. Use your bank card like a check. If you want to call, please do. If you get a busy, people may be calling because they need someone to pray with them. You be persistent. While others are being prayed for, you're going to be an answer to a prayer. And you take your bank card and you make the gift. If you write a check, call us and tell us what you're mailing. We want to send you the beautiful praise music, Songs of Freedom. You'll love it. Nobody gives to help us to get a gift. I know that. We want to send you Understanding of the Times in the book Indivisible, Restoring Faith, Family, and Freedom Before It Is Too Late. And we can do that. So give us an opportunity to bless you. We want to say thank you. The beautiful Forest Chapel by Thomas Kincaid. It'll be a beautiful, a point of looking at the glory of God in a gifted man, beautiful scenery. Thank you so much for making the gift God put on your heart today. Thank you for calling or going online. Thank you for rescuing, restoring a broken life, a precious life.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for, are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved, and you can restore their lives with hope for a future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Songs of Freedom CD, a collection of 10 uplifting worship songs that are sure to become a favorite for your quiet time, drive time, or personal worship. In addition to the CD, you'll receive Indivisible, a powerful soul-stirring book by James Robison and Jay Richards. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel by the painter of light, Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
We want to say thank you. We're going to be sending you the book Indivisible and Songs of Freedom for any gift, and the Thomas Kincaid beautiful, beautiful painting. And if today you just say, I just want to help, I want to do something, but I sure would like to have this CD. Brandon Heath's No Turning Back, and the song you heard on it. Many others will send it to you to say thank you. I do want to remind you, go to stream.org. Go there every day in prayer. Pray that when people read, their lives will be changed. There's inspiration. There is the information, the news, and what we can do to make things better. Good news. We've got the best news. We can look at what's happening, but we know how to address it. Stream.org. But I want all of you here, do remember, we'll send this to you to say thanks. You help us rescue and restore. Okay? Would you say thanks to Brandon Heath again? Brandon, thank you, buddy.
Our prayers are with you.
Thank you.
Thank you a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you all. In the bookstores, we love you. Thank you for helping. Stream.org. All your friends go there.
Be sure to visit stream.org, a rich and lively source for breaking news, analysis, and entertainment. Stream.org. Next week, meet the Benham Brothers, whose reality program Flip It Forward on HGTV was canceled because they refused to compromise their beliefs, whatever the cost. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.